News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, I wonder who would play Doughy O'Shea in a biopic on Doughy O'Shea? Doughy, have you any.
Daniel Craig.
Any suggestions? Daniel Craig?
Well, he'll have a tux anyway, so that'll get him to half the gig.
How are you doing? Are you looking forward to the weekend ahead?
You know what, Shane, I'm packing the car here now, ready to head south to Kerry. We've been with the Roses all week there, so I came home on Wednesday evening. So off I go to Tralee today, and I'll be there until Wednesday. Looking forward to it as always, Shane.
Yeah, I was making the point earlier that in a world gone a little bit mad, where every certainty seems to be thrown out, I find it, and I know I'm not suggesting it's going to change the world, and I know you wouldn't either, but I find it kind of reassuring that in the last days of August, we can still count on something, and that's the Rose of Tralee will be on this weekend.
Yeah, do you know what? It comes around faster and faster every year, Shane. And there's a small bit of solace there for people who think that you're back to school straight after. It's almost a week earlier this week or this year, so no need to panic yet. There's almost 2 weeks left in August. But it comes around every year, and you know what? It's great. People come from all around the world. There's a great buzz around Tralee, chatting to people down there. A great buzz around Kerry for the last couple of weeks.
I can imagine. Any particular reason? Oh, yes, Sam McGuire. I'd forgotten.
We have the Sam McGuire down there, and that's always a great feeling. So having that and the Rose of Tralee together, Shane, it's an exciting time.
Yeah, it is. Can we expect anything different from this year's festival?
Well, they say there's a great speed festival. The Sailor Trolley is on at the same time, so there's a big parade on all around the town on Saturday. So I guess around 10 or 15,000 people out there. From the TV point of view, I suppose it's the Roses themselves, Shane, that bring the difference. And if I'm being totally honest, all those crazy party pieces and so on, they all kind of come together from this evening on. We get to know each other on Monday and Tuesday last, and then I suppose we begin to kind of become comfortable in each other's presence, and the barrier seem to come down, and there's a bit of trust there, and all those quirky party pieces really happen Saturday and Sunday, really. So no cute surprise in the pipeline yet, but this is all
what's this space course. What's this space? And look, it's clear that I mean, they're really impressive young women, there's absolutely no doubt about that, but they're having the time in their lives.
Do you know what? And that's what it's all about. And I think that there's fierce pressure on all these roles, I think, I suppose, in one sense, to fly the flag for women, to fly the flag for Irish women. And that is so important. But it's also very important that they enjoy themselves while they're here as well. I've been watching them on social media for the last couple of days, and they are having a ball. These are very, very busy women, the women who have accomplished loads. And even though they are representing themselves, their families and their communities here in Ireland, or their Irish communities all around the world, they're here for a good time. And that's what it's all about, really, too.
Okay. Doughy O'Shea, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Sure. Have a brilliant
weekend, and I know hundreds of thousands of people will be tuning in to watch the Rose Tralee. Doughy O'Shea, as ever, Gura Míle Maith.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.